your seatbelt.
Good afternoon. You're tuned to CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, and you're listening to the show Fasten Your Seatbelts, where we feature guitar-driven rock, blues, punk, folk, beginning from the early 60s or even the late 50s and continuing to the present. My name is Patrick, and I hope you enjoy the show, which will feature blues artists from the past 60 years. So we're going to begin with two blues masters, if I can be so bold as to call them that, and I'm sure you would agree. So we're going to start with the them with our show today, and they are going to be B.B. King and Eric Clapton. I don't think anybody will debate their credentials as great guitar players and masters, and we're going to listen to them and a whole whack of other artists this afternoon. So let's begin with BB and Eric and their tune, Worried Life Blues.
Too long. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
So many nights since you've been gone, I've had to worry and grieve my life alone. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
So many days since you went away, I've had to worry night and day. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
So that's my story. This is all I've got to say to you. Goodbye, baby. I don't care what you do. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life.
Lordy Lord,
oh Lordy Lord,
oh Lordy Lord,
oh
There's two classic artists, B.B. King and Eric Clapton, tuning in together and presenting our first song of the afternoon, The Worried Life Blues. Hope you enjoyed that. We're going to move on to another famous guitarist with a blues background, a gentleman by the name of Jeff Beck. And I think people are pretty familiar with Mr. Beck. He was an English guitarist, first as a member of the English band The Yardbirds, before striking out on his own and, of course, enjoyed considerable success. I had the opportunity to see him on stage several times, and he always impressed. And he was died an untimely death in early 2023, but has left behind a ton of great recordings. So we're going to listen to one of them and listen to a tune that he is famous for, and this is a song called Morning Dew. So we're listening to Jeff and his colleagues play this tune, and hope you enjoy it.
Now there is no
And that's Mr. Jeff Beck with Rod Stewart on vocals. I'm going to go back a few years for that recording. Unfortunately, Jeff Beck died a couple of years ago, but Rod Stewart is still singing and certainly a worthy accompanist to Mr. Beck on that track. We're going to listen to another Jeff Beck release, and this is more of a bluesy one, and does not feature Jeff Beck on this one, but certainly a great tune anyway, and this is called Train Kept A-Rollin'. So hope you enjoy that one. This is this will be there we go. He's all set to go. Okay, let's hear it.
I called a train, I met a dame. She was a hipster, well, in a real gold dame. She was pretty from New York City. Well, in a truck down down at Overland with the heat.
Song from 1956.
That was Jeff Beck with a quick one called Train Kept A-Rollin', a great classic tune, and hope you enjoyed it. Our next artist is a guy you might have heard of, and as we talk about the blues and certainly the more modern performers, gentleman Jimi Hendrix always comes up tall. He's up to the front, and he's certainly somebody that's very well known, and everybody enjoys his music, but he's a blues guy himself too. Even though he has some wild performances and some wild tunes, he certainly enjoys the blues features. So we'll take a look with Mr. Hendrix and listen to a song called A Red House, a classic of his, and hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. guitar. Look out now.
James Marshall Hendrix with the tune called Red House. And I think it's important to listen to tunes like that because Hendrix is well known for his theatrical performances and long guitar solos, but he really began with the blues, and certainly that song is a great example of it, and a very good introduction to Mr. Hendrix. So hope you enjoyed that song. It was called Red House. And we're going to tune in for another Hendrix song. This is, again, an old one, but certainly a worthwhile one. Well, this is Hey Joe with Jimi Hendrix, a classic tune with his inimitable style presenting it. Here it is.
Lady, you know I caught her messing around with another man.
And that's James Marshall Hendrix playing the classic tune, Hey Joe. And certainly, although Hendrix is known for his wild improvisation and great live shows, and that's what he became famous for, he certainly has an appreciation for the blues and those in his forebears who wrote these songs, and he makes his own provides his own take on it. So anyway, that was Hey Joe, a song probably most of you are familiar with, but that was the Jimi Hendrix version. Next up is another great guitarist named Robin Trower. Originally appeared on the scene as a member of the band Procol Harum, but soon formed his own trio in the early 70s, which allowed him to showcase his considerable skills and his love of the blues as well. Now in his 80s, Trower is still recording new music, so he isn't letting age slow him down. But we're going to go back a little bit into his catalog and play a tune called Messin' the Blues. So this is Robin Trower, Messin' the Blues.
Blue.
And there you have it, Robin Trower, Messing the Blues, and doing a great job of it, too. Still recording after all these years. That's from, of course, one of his earlier discs that I would recommend to you, Essential Robin Trower Disc, with all his greatest recordings. Moving into some other artists who have certainly practiced the blues and made some great discs. So I'm going to listen to a guy by the name of Gary Moore. Gary Moore was one of the best blues guitarists, beginning his career in the 1970s and continuing until his untimely death in 2011. But his discs live on, and a great collection of music there is. So we're going to listen to Gary Moore and a tune called Enough of the Blues. Now, you argue that you can't get enough, but Gary begs to differ, and here's the tune.
The world.
And that was another tune by Robin Trower. He sneaked in there. Not expecting that one, but we're glad to play a little bit more of his music. But we're going to go on with Gary Moore, who was the intended artist here, and see what he has to say about that. He's got a tune here for you called Enough of the Blues. So we'll listen to Gary play that one. Here he comes.
Somebody help me, Lord, I'm in misery. Somebody help me, Lord, I'm in misery. I had enough of the blues, but the blues ain't had enough of me.
Help me, y'all! Love me, love.
And apparently, Gary Moore has enough of the blues, but that tune wouldn't suggest that, although that is the title, because he certainly has lots to offer, although he has now passed away, unfortunately. However, we have lots of other artists stepping up to take his place. One of them is a gentleman by the name of Sonny Landreth, and we're going to listen to his tune. He's an American bluesman, touted particularly by Eric Clapton. Now he's in his 70s, but still releasing discs. So we're going to check out this one here. This is called USS Zydeco Oldsmobile. So take a listen, and I hope you enjoy it.
You can feel the horses under the hood, through thick and thin, the bullets out of the wood. They shoot as smooth as right, yeah, you'll never see. They shoot a delta slide of automobiles.
And that's Sonny Landreth, a much underappreciated artist from the southern United States, and that was a tune called USS Zydeco Oldsmobile, and a great blues player himself. We're going to try and fit in a couple more tunes here today, and one of them will be from a guy by the name of Joe Bonamassa, who is taking the mantle of one of the leading guitarists of the era. So we're going to listen to him with a tune called Stones in My Pocket, and hope you enjoy it.
House is
And that was Joe Bonamassa with his humble outro to his song, Stones in My Pocket. Anyway, we've got time to play a little bit of another tune, another artist. From another artist is a guy by the name of Gary Clark, an enigmatic guy who's certainly could inherit the medal, the title of greatest guitarist currently playing, but he sort of avoids that and does his own thing. So let's take a listen to at least a little bit of Gary Clark, and this is his version of Catfish Blues.
Come home with you.